USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are blocking an attempt by the House to pass the $2,000 stimulus checks President Trump wants. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tried to pass an amendment doing just that today, but the unanimous consent request required the approval of the Republican caucus. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did not give it. Republicans in the Senate, like Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, want the bill passed that will get Americans $600 ASAP.
Let's pass this. Let's get this signed. Let's get this into law. And we can have an ongoing discussion about whether there should be additional direct payments or not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Pelosi saying a full House vote will take place Monday regarding those $2,000 direct payments. AAA projecting about 85 million people will be traveling over the holiday season. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump with some unlikely support in his veto of a defense bill.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where an override is likely. But the president is getting some support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech companies accountable for their actions.
Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Many professional athletes and broadcasters over the years have battled alcohol addiction, but the realities of what it looks like on a day-to-day basis haven't always been discussed publicly. Former New York Yankee and Milwaukee Brewer pitcher C.C. Sabathia discusses his battle with alcohol addiction in a new HBO documentary titled Under the Grapefruit Tree.
Say I pitch on Monday. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I'm hammered, blackout drunk. Thursday, Friday, I don't drink at all, like nothing. Straight water, Gatorade. Pitch Saturday, when I'm coming out of the game, I need a Crown and Sprite in my locker. So I would literally start after the last pitch I threw. If I won, I was celebrating because I won. If I pitched bad, then I was off, so I needed a drink. There was never a shortage of reasons why I needed to drink.
An Oregon salon owner who reopened her business in defiance of the state's stay-at-home order earlier this year has filed a civil rights lawsuit against Democratic Governor Kate Brown. Lindsey Graham, who runs a glamour salon in downtown Salem, was fined $14,000 in May after she continued to operate her business despite an executive order from Brown that forced businesses such as salons to close amid the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.